We're doing Poor Things this week. Emma Stone stars in it, and it's up for Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
Up for several other awards, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
Great film. She plays a character named Bella Baxter, and here's a taste of what you could expect.
I am Bella Baxter. I'm a flawed, experimenting person. I seek outings and adventures. Bella's so much to discover.
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
I am finding being alive fascinating.
Bella.
Why I keep it in my mouth if it is revolting? I must go punch that baby.
Bella Baxter is the main character. She plays a dead woman brought back to life by a mad scientist played by William Dafoe, who embeds her unborn baby's brain in her head.
Right.
And as the movie goes on, the brain develops, but basically her brain starts like an infant's brain, and she's full of wonder and innocence.
If you put an infant's brain in what was essentially the mother's body, that brings up philosophical questions about generational traumas and ideas and even
also
opinions
passed down.
And
even a little bit of modern day cloning.
That too.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And kind of messing with God and creation.
Well, hence William Dafoe's nickname. And
he's
was seen as a father figure to her. Was God.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you have the elements of the patriarchy in there, and you read reviews on it. Most people are pointing to the idea of the self-made woman. You know, they watch her come up, and she experiments with her way in the world.
Well, it's like a Frankenstein story as well.
Yeah, right. What would happen if you were suddenly born as an adult? Or that's how you experienced it. You woke up and you were in an adult body, and how would the world
be different? It's almost got a little bit of a Benjamin Button theme to it as well.
Exactly.
Brilliantly played by Emma Stone. The movie's weird.
Right.
I'm just going to go out and say it. But I like weird.
Yeah,
so it's
too.
Not for everybody.
Right.
My husband definitely was not interested in watching it, so I watched this one by myself. But I, you know, being a former theater major, I like the weird, the obscure, it's satirical, it's very
symbolism.
Stylized.
Mm-hmm.
The symbolism is everywhere.
Yeah, the fisheye lens, is that how you refer to that, where it's narrowed in? I was taking it as the way that patriarchy distorts the world, and then she was seeing things through a distorted lens, which hence distorted her personality. That was one level of symbolism, but where do you stop?
It was based on a book under the same name, but in the book it was different. It was based on everybody else's perspective of her, but this is through her lens.
And it's almost like there's memory in her cells. Remember, the mother's brain is gone now.
Right.
Experienced things that the child kind of picked up on. Did you catch that a little bit? And that spoke to me of generational trauma. There was a little bit of lack of empathy, but then it's explained later because of what the mother had been through. That's how I took it.
There's a strong feminist slant and message in there as well.
Also about religion?
Yep. It's funny, though, because everyone that watches it will get something different, I think, out of it.
Yeah. When he was playing God and combining body parts of different creatures, that was uncomfortable. Watching some of those walk around, you had a pig's head on a chicken. And
you have to be in the right frame of mind to watch it.
For sure. maybe after a couple of drinks or something.
I think it's all right if it doesn't make perfect sense to anybody. I don't think it's meant to.
Because life doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's one of the messages.
I say go ahead and stream it.
I say stream it, but not with the family. It's definitely not a family film. A party with
not
adults?
Not a first date film either.
Well, maybe. Depends.
Yeah. It's awkward.
It could be awkward, or it could be an icebreaker. You
Emma
never know.
Stone definitely, it was probably her performance of a lifetime so far. She did such a great job of tapping into like her inner child. You know how
a child
acts impulsively when they see things? Or like, they always say, you know, acting with children and dogs are impossible for adults because they're so real.
Yeah.
She kind of tapped into that raw, guttural emotions, and it was really quite stunning to watch her performance.
And speaking of coming to things as a child, too, that's another religious overtone, because you hear that, you know, coming from the Bible.
The cinematography of the movie was stunning. I think, if nothing, it will definitely get best cinematography
at the
Oscars.
It'll get something, that's for sure. But proceed with caution.
Definitely R-rated.
Put the kids to bed and then watch the film. But stream it, 100%.
Yeah, stream
Poor
it.
Things.
Poor Things.